Welcome back to Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Elisa Nelson here with another segment, a pay increase at the Department of Mental Health. Here's Valerie Hoon.
The COLA is beyond, the 8.7% COLA is beyond really anything I've ever seen in terms of what we need for, increases for state government. So that is a very exciting number. And shift differential, that we really started bringing that forward to the administration's attention over the last year, how we really needed to start addressing our shift differential. And so very excited to see numbers for both of those reasons.
Now, and I'm thinking back, I feel like maybe there was a hearing or something last year, and folks were talking about how they could go down the street and work at the dollar store or Dollar Tree for more. And that's why the 7% increase at the time was important.
Right.
Now, I'm curious if this amount, the shift differential and then the pay increase, will this make your agency competitive with the private sector?
This will continue to make us more competitive with the private sector. We also have an incredible benefit package with the state, and that also helps to make us even more competitive. Our if you look, just a good example for us in the Department of Mental Health is Fulton, Missouri, where we've got our Fulton State Hospital. That's our largest facility and maximum security facility for individuals. And then we've got the Dollar General warehouse that sits in Fulton, Missouri, too. So we're regularly competing with the Dollar General in Fulton, Missouri. I think they're now up to $21 an hour. And so this will make us more competitive with that, plus the benefits that state employees have access to.
What are you dealing with right now, Valerie, in terms of vacancies within your department?
Well, we have a little over 1,600 vacancies across the state of Missouri in our department right now. And our turnover rate does continue to be high. We're not as high. Our turnover rate is not as high as it was last year. Last year, we were at a 37.6% turnover rate. And this year, we're at a 35.4% turnover rate. So we are starting to see impacts from these pay increases. And I think this will even go further to help us recruit quality people to support individuals, both with psychiatric conditions and developmental disabilities.
Now, where seems to be the largest number of vacancies? Are they just across the board? Are they direct care? Talk to me a little bit about that.
They are across the board. So, if you look at number-wise, it's always going to be direct care because we have the most direct care employees. But even percentage-wise, we struggle significantly with RNs and with LPNs, with licensed clinical social workers. So our clinical classes are also really, really hurting, and that's why the 8.7% COLA is so important. But if you're looking in just terms of sheer number of people, that's always going to be in our direct care classes. And those classes, those are really tough jobs, and they are highly demanding, and they're 24 hours a day, and they're 7 days a week, and they always have to come to work on holidays, and they're supporting people doing some very, very tough things. So, it's a workforce that you always will see turnover in. We just don't like to see the level of turnover we have right now. Today, our support care assistant turnover is at 65%. So it's still an incredibly high percentage of turnover just for that direct care type job.
And how big is your department in terms of employees if you were fully staffed?
I tell folks I would like to have 7,000 staff if I was fully staffed. And right now we're a little over 5,000.
Okay, got it. That helps me just to know how much you would be overseeing. Missouri Department of Mental Health Director Valerie Hoon joins Show Me Today to talk about the governor's request to boost state worker pay by 8.7%. He's also requesting a $2 per shift differential for congregate care employees working in high need evening and overnight shifts. One agency this will impact is the Department of Mental Health. The governor says there are about 7,000 state government positions that are open right now. How have the vacancies within your department impacted the level of care that you can provide to Missourians?
Yeah, it is very much so a direct impact. One, we require our employees to work a lot of overtime that are with us right now. And an employee that works overtime is, while they do an amazing job, are they performing at their utmost top level all the time? Probably not. But they're there and they're delivering the support. Second, the problem that we have is that we don't have enough people to do everything that needs to get done. So one of the things that we would like to talk about is the fact that if everybody has to just try to get the basic things done every day, then other things that we like to do, for example, if you are in one of our developmental disability locations, we like to be able to take folks out on community outings, and that gets more difficult when you don't have enough staff. It gets more difficult to just get people to do a lot of the important aspects of treatment and habilitation that we don't necessarily get to do at the level we want to do because we're really just trying to cover the day-to-day task at this point. It also means that we've got people waiting for services across the state because we can't, if we can't staff it, we can't have a bed that's filled. And we know that's a challenge too.
So have you closed some units because you don't have people to care for those folks in those units?
Yes, absolutely. Example is at Fulton State Hospital. We have a 25-bed ward that is sitting vacant at Fulton State Hospital at this point because we cannot staff that ward. And so individuals that should be coming to Fulton State Hospital because they need the treatment and support that we can provide are now sitting in county jail waiting for an ability to get into Fulton State Hospital.
How long has that one been closed?
That ward, I am going to say that ward has been closed a year, I know, and it may be a little longer at this point. I'm going to have to double check the date that we actually completely closed that ward.
Okay, so it'd be safe to say a good year at least?
Yeah.
Okay. What else haven't I asked that you think is important to mention, Valerie?
Just want to close by saying how excited we are that Governor Parson has, again, made this level of commitment to the state workforce. We've already sent the note out to our employees and we're getting back the hoorays and this is so exciting and I'm so grateful that we have this. So I just so you know that the team out there is really excited about this as well. And hopefully we can get this through the legislature by March 1st and on those March 31st paychecks.
So it sounds like it might be lifting up morale a bit.
Absolutely. It is. It is already impacting morale. And the fact that it's an emergency and they recognize it's an emergency and we need it implemented as soon as we can. I mean, those are all things that are huge lifts for the workforce out there across the state.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Valerie Hoon with the Missouri Department of Mental Health. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.